This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the website. Stuff to talk about tonight. We always bring things to the table. On the way, the very first Blue Lives Matter arrest in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is where you're originally from, Louisiana, that is, Melanie. So you'll be sharing that with us a little bit later. But first, I mentioned Venezuela last night more than once, and we never got to it. I always like to make sure we get eventually to the things that we say we're going to as much as we can.
It's called paying the T's in the business.
Yeah. So there's pretty big news out of Venezuela within the last week. Headline from U.S. News and World Report, Venezuela on the brink of chaos. The story from the AP, Venezuela is bracing for turbulence after the socialist government has blocked a presidential recall referendum in a move opposition leaders are calling a coup. The opposition is urging...
It's pretty close.
Yeah. The opposition is urging supporters to take to the streets, beginning with a march on a major highway on Saturday, led by the wives of jailed activists, while a leading government figure is calling for the arrest of those high-profile government critics. Polls suggest socialist President Nicolas Maduro would lose this recall vote were it actually put forward. But that became a moot issue on Thursday when elections officials issued an order suspending a recall signature drive a week before it was to start. And if you recall, they had already collected, I think, 1.8 million signatures to put this recall forward. I guess now they've got to collect even more signatures. I'm not sure exactly how that process works.
But it sounds like they have to collect some signatures to be able to do the recall. And then... they have to collect more to be successful in the recall. So it's more than
Seems
a vote.
Like
getting a signature on some kind of petition is more than a vote, you know?
According to the story here, the former presidential candidate, Enrique Capriles, who, again, lost to Maduro the last time around, said, "What we saw was a coup yesterday. We'll remain peaceful," he says, "but we'll not be taken for fools. We must defend our country." Unquote.
Sounds like your country voted for Maduro the first go-around, and this is what happens. You get the government you deserve. When you think you're going to get a bunch of crap for free, and that's what socialism is, taking stuff from the rich people, giving it to the poor people, ultimately that's what they want. When you think you're going to get a bunch of stuff for free, you're going to get the results, because ultimately, sooner or later, they run out of other people's money. Socialism doesn't work as a financial system. Yep, there are countries that have socialist aspects. Specifically, people always talk about Northern Europe. But the United States has socialist aspects, too.
Well, any government, by definition, has at least one socialist aspect. Otherwise, it's not a government.
Yep.
The socialists won power nearly two decades ago with the election of popular former president Hugo Chavez, and for years enjoyed easy election victories. But with the economy in free fall, polls show most Venezuelans have turned against the party, and over the years the administration has gradually become increasingly autocratic. Critical television stations have been closed down, and several leading opposition activists have been imprisoned. The country's Supreme Court, packed with government supporters, of course, has endorsed decree powers for Maduro and said he can ignore Congress following a landslide victory for the opposition in legislative elections. So that was late last year when their Congress or Assembly or whatever it was called, they had their elections and the opposition party took Congress. There were some challenges to those seats, and ultimately the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the status quo. They ruled in favor of the socialist dictatorship, basically, at this point. And then later gave him these emergency powers that came, I think, in the springtime of this year. The Election Commission, which has issued a string of pro-government rulings, halted the recall process on grounds of alleged irregularities in a first round of signature gathering.
That's what they're always going to say.
Polls suggest 80% of voters wanted Maduro gone this year, and the Electoral Council on Tuesday also ordered a delay of about 6 months in gubernatorial elections that were slated for the year-end, which the opposition was heavily favored to win. They gave no reason for the delay. So they're just waving their magic wand and saying that, well, these elections that were going to happen here, we're just going to have them 6 months later. And also, I remember reading about the recall petition. If they could delay, and they are now, and we expected they were going to do this, likely, if they can delay this recall petition until 2017, then certain rules kick in that basically mean that even if Maduro loses the recall, which it looks like he will...
He completes his term.
That, no, he wouldn't complete his term, but his second-in-command.
Oh, I see.
I forget the guy's name, but...
That's right.
Essentially, the Maduro of Hugo Chavez, because Maduro was Chavez's right-hand man,
yeah.
And now his right-hand man would take over for him. So, essentially, nothing would truly change with the recall petition. If they delay till 2017, if they got it this year.
I wonder what these people are thinking, though.
Are they thinking,
if we just get another 6 months in office, we'll be able to turn this around? The revolution! We'll turn this around! You know, like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, what are they thinking?
Well, I mean, they might be thinking they're going to lose at least a lot of foreign opposition, because people do tend to get bored with things, and then domestically, they might be thinking a lot of people will die between now and then, which
could
is
be.
Highly likely. Or it'll give them time to... I mean, why are we even assuming these elections are real? I don't know, but...
They must feel like they're real enough. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't be trying to put them off.
Not necessarily. People in power do weird things.
Yeah, but
they think it's going to...
It's not good for your legitimacy, is it? Like, if all of a sudden the elections in the United States were postponed by a year, a lot of people might question that.
Right, and you might not be able to pull that off in the States, but
why is Venezuela different?
Because they have an entirely different society.
Okay, but they still know that their government's corrupt.
Right, and it's still bad. It still doesn't look good for them, but if they have procedures to delay elections, we don't have that, at least for the presidential election. So it's not as illegitimate for them to do that if they have that actual process. And I'm not saying that I know for a fact that these elections are fake, because I don't. I just don't assume offhand that any elections are real.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you're committing, like, a lot of the time what people do to look like they're being honest is they're doing something really bad, and they admit to something bad so that nobody looks further than that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that is a pretty basic strategy that I think governments employ all the time. I mean, if you go on the CDC website, they admit to maybe not treating people for syphilis, but they don't admit to what they actually did, which was to give people syphilis.
Right.
Which is bad enough, and... You know, I still linked to that, but that kind of a deal.
So we'll get to more of the story about what's happening in Venezuela. But first, we go to the phones, to the fun, actually in this case to Skype, where Michael Dean is on the line. He is one of the freedom fiends. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Over.
Loud and clear.
Excellent. I want to talk about BIPcoin. Bitcoin. BIP. B-I-P. Bravo, India, Papa, coin.
Wasn't this the cryptocurrency that you launched?
That then died,
but then came back to life or something like that?
Yes, we killed it. And actually, I'm not hiding that. I'm not downplaying that. I'm upplaying that.
Is Bitcoin the Jesus of cryptocurrencies?
Is it? It is the Lazarus, at least, if not the Jesus. You know, I wouldn't say. I think that I am Bitcoin Jesus, and I gathered new apostles who had much bigger talents and were more committed, and they put their hands on it and rose the Lazarus of Bitcoin from the dead. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
The fact that we couldn't kill it is why we came back. So we launched this thing a couple months ago. It's based on CryptoNote, which is the code base that Monero is based on that has the built-in mixer, you know, coin mixer, so it's anonymous. It's anonymous if enough people are using it, basically. So I'm inviting enough people to come use it and mine it and go to BIPcoin.
All right. So everybody's got their own altcoin these days, so I want to know why anyone should care about this, Michael Dean. You're going to have to hang on.
You got it.
We'll talk about that. Because we've heard a billion of these pitches. Well, not a billion of them, but we've heard enough to be tired
of it.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mean, we've got Monero. What do we need this for? This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 was the Venezuela, the latest situation there, a coup. Some people are saying it is. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark with you. And we all know the power of a good T-shirt to catch people's attention and possibly start a conversation. Now, if you're a fan of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, you ought to check out store.bitcoin.com. Now, I don't believe they're carrying the Bitcoin shirts, but they do have Bitcoin shirts. That's B-I-T, Bitcoin shirts. You're showing a Team Edward shirt for some reason, Mark, but I don't know if that's available.
It's not, but I'm showing it to the cam anyway. Okay. The power of a good T-shirt shows that, you know, in this case, I'm a supporter of Edward Snowden.
Yes. So I'm sure that the people who are behind the Bitcoin store are also supporters of Edward Snowden.
That they are.
But I don't think any Snowden shirts are there. But there are some cool things like Bitcoin coffee mugs, Bitcoin keychains, Bitcoin shirts, as well as the very cool Bitcoin accepted here stickers. So if you have a brick-and-mortar business, or even if you just want to slap it on the back of your laptop, you can have a Bitcoin accepted here sticker as well. You can, of course, pay for them with Bitcoin. Store.bitcoin.com. Go there and get some cool stuff that is Bitcoin related. That's store.bitcoin.com. Now we go back to Michael W. Dean, the host and the creator of the Freedom Fiends, which is the only other really syndicated talk show of a liberty-minded persuasion out there in the business for the most part. So welcome back to Free Talk Live. Now you're here pitching us Bitcoin, which is your competitor to Bitcoin and all the other zillions of altcoins.
No. I don't look at altcoins as competitors, but there really aren't many altcoins, if any, until maybe a little bit with Monero, that have actually been used, not just had value from speculation, but actually from commerce. And, you know, Monero has had a big jump like 2 months ago from $1 to $17 a coin.
It's now down to $6.43.
I know. I'll explain that because it connects to Bitcoin at bitcoin.org. First of all, the reason that people should be interested in this is you can still mine it. It's 2 months old. The difficulty's not that high. You can pool mine it. We have two pools and two explorers. And I'm not really pitching it. Like, I don't even have a lot of this. You know, we did a tiny pre-mine. We gave a lot of it away. I mean, like, a tiny, like a fraction, like tiny fraction, 1%. And we gave it away to developers, mostly. So I'm not like, yeah, pump it up. I'm good. Like, I'm in this for the ride. You know me. I get into things and ride them forever because that's what I do. It's a liberty thing.
Point? Is it just you're doing it for fun? Hey, we made our own cryptocurrency.
No. I mean, it is fun. It's got cats, you know. Cats are fun, but and the default port is 18870, which is the first five numbers of Ross Ulbricht's prisoner number. I think if Ross Ulbricht had crypto note coins, we would have no idea who he is, and that'd be a good thing.
I don't think they caught Ross from his Bitcoin transactions.
Yeah, what is the theory on that? What's the current theory?
They infiltrated the server. I mean, there's no theory here. I mean, this is what happened. They infiltrated the Silk Road. Now we're shifting gears. Listeners, Silk Road was the underground drug marketplace, the very first darknet market. Ross Ulbricht was the creator of that website, and he's now spending his life in prison for running a website, basically. What happened was there was one of the administrators who got taken down, and I forget the reason or what happened with that. I forget what led them to this character in the first place. But they managed to bust one of the administrators of the Silk Road, and they silently replaced him. So they replaced him.
Okay.
His account then was taken over by the FBI, and their agent, or DEA, or whoever it was, one of the federal agencies, was operating that account. And their agent was then a man on the inside at that point, and he had a back-end access to the website and was able to gather more information than otherwise they would have been able to gather. And they used that access as they sort of did more and more research on the Silk Road. They ended up finding old posts from Ross Ulbricht a long time ago on one of his known kind of email addresses.
Oh, he used his real email address.
Yeah.
That's the problem with having multiple personalities online. It's, you know, they say that thing about, like, you know, the more lies you tell, the thicker the web becomes of, you know, like, that's an old saying.
Well, what he did was, you know, it would have been one thing had he been using his own email address later on just as some unwitting person who's promoting this great website, but he was promoting it before it really started. And so they traced back and they found those message board posts, and they, you know, saw that his email was associated with it. They then used the back-end access to the website that they had where they could see who was logging in and, you know, how they were logging in and details about that. So they knew when Dread Pirate Roberts, who they determined later was Ross Ulbricht, they knew when he was logging in, and they ultimately, I think he got lazy at one point and didn't log in via like a VPN, and was and was just logging in direct connection to his server, sort of through the back end, and so they found, oh well, here's, you know, he's at this coffee shop or whatever in San Francisco or the San Francisco library, and
I think the first piece of
they set up surveillance further, and then they observed him going to his parents' house. He went into his parents' house, and then they saw Dread Pirate Roberts come online, and then when they saw Dread Pirate Roberts come offline, he left his parents' house, and at the same time they saw a Tor connection go live on his parents' internet connection, so they used a lot of this stuff to figure him out.
Don't stay in the United States if you're going to do something like this.
That's good advice.
First of all, I love Ross Ulbricht. I'm a huge supporter. Secondly, Bitcoin, we are not saying it's for any particular purpose other than people who think that what you do with your money is, you know, that ain't none of their business. And what Ross Ulbricht did is none of my business. But the other reason that people should do this, and you know what you really said, the whole thing about Ross Ulbricht, you know, not that he committed a crime, but to use the old vernacular, he wasn't caught by some kind of cyber sleuthing, super, you know, nerd stuff. He was caught by what they call good old fashioned police work.
He was.
Back in the day,
yeah.
You know?
Well, he committed a crime, he just didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he committed, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just making it clear for the people in the cheap seats, you know?
Well, I mean, they did detective work, but they also did cyber sleuthing work. I mean, it was a combination of both.
Barely.
And
it's not like Hexor stuff, though.
Right.
You know, there wasn't any. I'll be in their mainframe in just a second, Jimmy.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't any of that.
No, not like that.
Yeah, like if you're going to run the dark web, you need a special email address for that. I actually used the wrong email address the other day. I have a regular email address, and I have a voluntarist email address, but it was okay because I was sending it to a libertarian organization, so it was okay.
So you mean that the from field was set to the voluntarist?
I used my wrong email address,
So, Michael,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you set it to crypto note based, which means it's similar to Monero, which is kind of the big crypto note. Monero, we've pointed out to our listeners, is different because crypto note, this thing, was created aside from Bitcoin, whereas a lot of these altcoins that are competing with Bitcoin were created from Bitcoin, where they just forked Bitcoin's code and made their own thing off of that. That's one of the things that makes Monero different. So Bitcoin, your thing, is more similar to Monero than anything else, correct?
Yes.
So why does the world need Bitcoin when we already have Monero? We'll let you get to that here in a moment if you can stick with us.
Thanks,
Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends. I don't know, man. I'm not convinced yet. We'll see what he's got up his sleeve. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, we're discussing Bitcoin and one of its, well, he doesn't say it's a competitor, but, you know, I'm sorry. I still see all these altcoins as competitors to Bitcoin to some extent.
Well, competition
and
is okay. Bad.
Yeah, I'm fine with competition. It's bringing new features to cryptocurrencies, and you know it encourages people to upgrade and make things better over time. I'm fine with that. But you know, to pretend like it's not competing, I mean, it may not be a very big competitor, but it still is competing for people's ear time and their brain time and. They're dollars.
Well, let's see what he has to say.
We'll get back into that, but first I want to let you know about BitcoinUnlimited.info. There's, unfortunately, competition in between the Bitcoin universe, like within Bitcoin, between the programmers. The programmers who are running Bitcoin, who are putting it together, who are doing the making the changes to hopefully improve it on into the future have, well, they've kind of been at an impasse for a couple of years now, 2 or 3 years where they've been arguing and debating over this thing called the block size. And there are some people who do not want this block size to increase, which basically would, some would say, hold back the growth of Bitcoin, hold back its ability to really scale up and be a serious competitor to like Visa and MasterCard And so they're the people that support the increased block size and those who oppose it. Those who support it have put forth a new Bitcoin client called Bitcoin Unlimited. It's supported by Roger Ver, who's also known as Bitcoin Jesus. And Roger points out that Via BTC, which is the fifth largest Bitcoin miner in the world, has recently switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. After that, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Was that a coincidence? Well, a lot of observers don't think so. Bitcoin shouldn't be held back by a few, and you can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. I replaced the Bitcoin Core client on the LRN.FM studio machine with Bitcoin Unlimited because I support the idea of larger block sizes and Bitcoin's continued growth. So check it out, bitcoinunlimited.info, as we go back to Michael W. Dean, who's telling us about the Bipcoin, BIPCOIN.org is the site.
Yeah.
And you've explained to us that it's very similar to Monero in that it is based on the same crypto note technology. It is not a Bitcoin knockoff. It is, you know, Monero was created from scratch, basically, as I understand it. So it's a completely different cryptocurrency, which is cool. But why do we need Bipcoin if we've already got Monero?
Because a couple reasons. One is because, like I said, you can mine it now. And I'm not, you know, like,
I can mine Monero.
Get in now at the ground. You know, you can't really mine Monero. But put it this way. In the amount of time it took me to mine in the hash power and time it took me to mine 1.5 Monero, you should mine like 900 Bitcoin.
Yeah, but and, what's a Bitcoin worth?
What's it going to be worth in a year? I remember. How much was – okay, first of all, you are an altcoin hater.
No, I'm not. I have altcoins.
What altcoins do you like?
I have altcoins. I've got Ether, and I got a little bit of Dash – and a little bit of Monero.
But Ian's skeptical, and he wants to know, like, when.
Yeah, I know.
He wants it to be real now. You know, selling Ian a dream, very difficult.
No, just explain to me why it's
New
better.
Hampshire. Explain to me. You've been selling a dream for years.
Explain to me why it's better. Yeah, I can explain why New Hampshire is a better place to be. Why is Bitcoin better than Monero?
How much was Bitcoin when you first bought it? And
I never
Bitcoin
actually bought
Jesus
it.
Onto it?
That's,
yeah.
I didn't
That's
have
why
the,
you're not
I didn't
Bitcoin
have the vision
Jesus.
For
you turned
it.
Him
right.
onto it.
Right. I didn't
but
have the vision
about
for it.
It. And he's worth $50 million because of you.
No, I caught the vision when Bitcoin got accepted by the darknet marketplaces and it really kind of got into the news. I said, "Wow, this thing is pretty awesome." But I'm just not the investor type, so I didn't think, "Oh, I should go out and buy a bunch of it." Even though I realized how valuable it really was and such a cool idea, I didn't go out and do anything about it. Thankfully, Roger Ver bought some ads with us with Bitcoin. We accepted that, and that has worked out pretty well for us. But you know, you got to pitch people on why this is a better idea than Monero, or at the very least, you know, has a chance to succeed. What makes it special? What makes it?
I love Monero.
Yeah.
First of all, cryptocurrencies make up like 1.5% of all altcoins.
How many are there? How many cryptos?
There's like a dozen, and there's like 850 altogether.
What's like the number two crypto note compared to Monero?
Bitcoin? Yeah.
Okay.
And it's in the top, I don't have it in front of me, but like top 20 or 30 market share out of, I think... It's up there, you know. It's traded and it's used and it's on people use it.
See, normally when somebody creates an alternative to Bitcoin, they tweak it in some way where they say we are like Bitcoin but this, and then they'll have some feature that supposedly makes their thing special.
Well, first of all, we're like Monero, but we have cats.
You have cats. You know? That's it. Okay, so the cats.
Wait, I thought it was more anonymous too, because Bitcoin
more anonymous
really
than Monero.
Than Bitcoin.
No, okay, yes, it is. Bitcoin, Monero, all these crypto note things are anonymous currencies.
Bitcoin's really not.
Bitcoin, I'm sorry if I didn't say it clearly. Bitcoin, that we're talking about his coins. This is
yes.
one of the confusions,
you're
which may actually be the brilliance.
Years of your life saying Bipcoin or Bitcoin, you're going to have to.
May be one of the brilliances of Bipcoin is that you might just get a bunch of people mistyping Bitcoin or maybe
No. We actually haven't, no. And that's not why we did it. It's actually named after the BIPCOT, no government license.
Yes, right.
which it has, which Monero doesn't.
Okay, that's one other thing then. So CATS,
Bitcoin,
and the no government license.
Government use.
And
government not allowed. Go away. And you can mine it.
You can mine Monero.
The other thing is our attitude.
That's hold on just a second.
I have mined Monero. I know you
can. The point that he's trying to make is that you can mine a quantity of it, that you can have some success.
Yeah.
As opposed to turning your computer on to Monero where, you know, a lot of people have their computers on there. So he's pitching the idea that you can get into the ground floor.
Yeah, and also miners help a coin. I'm trying to get more miners. I'll say that right now. Miners are good for a coin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is the ground floor. I don't like using the word ground floor. It sounds scammy. But this is – it's so mineable. It's as mineable as, like, you know, back when Roger Ver was going, what are all these things? Wow, okay. Well,
but can you even trade it anywhere? Can you actually go on a marketplace?
Freedom Fiends buttons and merch and stickers. I've solved the pizza problem that Bitcoin had until someone sold pizza. Go to the Bitcoin website, Bitcoin.org.
And has that happened? Bitcoin, have there been people who...
Yes.
Okay.
A couple dozen. And cool. I'll take money out of my pocket to pay for the shipping now to send you Freedom Fiends merch. Okay, the other thing I've been trying to get to for 10 minutes.
Oh, you had something else.
Is well, it's also the team. It's got Derek Slopey, who
he's awesome.
Liberty loves.
He loves, great.
And so before when we launched it, we basically had one guy, more or less, and he's a great guy and a great programmer, but he didn't understand cryptocurrencies to begin with. Derek's been mining Bitcoin since he could do it on a Raspberry Pi. But he left because he was like, you know, I'm like, hey, we're having a lot of errors. People aren't able to transact. And he's like, I can get to it in 2 weeks. And I'm like, people are dying.
So
now I've got a team of four people.
Wow.
One is SLB, who is like the fork note guy. He's very respected in the crypto note community. One is this Greek dude who's great, named Makis, who loves cryptocurrencies, but also he's in Greece where like they're popular.
They need cryptocurrencies in Greece.
So real
bad. Yeah. Hey, speaking of dying, weren't you dying up until recently? Didn't you just beat cancer? Congratulations. I thought I heard that.
Are you still alive,
Michael W.?
Cancer scare. Yeah. Isn't that the running joke in that movie about the junkies from Wales, Trainspotting? Iggy Pop, is he still alive? I thought he died. But, no. Bitcoin Jesus is getting better. I was nearly dead a year ago, but I'm
out
of oxygen at night. But anyway, the other advantage is we're going to have a GUI wallet within 2 weeks. Monero's like, GUI wallets are for scam coins.
Now, if you can beat Monero to the punch with a graphical user interface wallet, that could be a big thing for
will.
Bitcoin.
You just have to update.
All right, cool, man. Hey, thanks for the pitch on that tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's been a cryptocurrency-oriented hour here so far on Free Talk Live, so why don't we tell you a little bit more about Monero? Now, we mentioned it in the last conversation with Michael W. Dean, who has a cryptocurrency that's similar to Monero, but without the popularity factor. Monero has hit it pretty big. It's in the top 10 of the world's cryptocurrencies at the moment. Shot up a few weeks ago, several weeks, I guess, at this point, after a couple of darknet marketplaces started to accept Monero. So, meaning that if you were to go onto a darknet market, you can pay with Monero on some of them instead of Bitcoin. It used to be just Bitcoin only. Now they're accepting Bitcoin and Monero. And that's kind of an endorsement that the darknet marketplaces believe in this currency. Now, not all darknet markets are using Monero. It was only two of them, I believe. And of the two, it is believed that one of the two exit scammed, which means that they put their market online, got business rolling, business, you know, various transactions were happening there, and they were making money off of it, and then they just left. They just closed up shop and took a bunch of people's money, whatever was stored on their servers with them.
Why would somebody? Why would you do it when you're making money? You know,
I agree with you, Mark. That it makes sense from your perspective as a business person who is out there. It doesn't make any sense to just put a business together and then scuttle it. But in the darknet marketplace, it makes some level of sense because the longer you're in business, the more investigated you're going to be by the various different governments of the world.
Okay.
And so if you can get in, run this thing for a year, and make however much percentage, 3-4% per transaction. You're, you know, rolling in dough there for that first year, presuming you have some level of popularity. And then people start to trust the website. They're getting sloppy. They keep a balance on the site. So you have like a Bitcoin wallet on the site itself, and then, you know, people have to load that Bitcoin wallet in order to buy the things that are on the site. Well, for the time that that Bitcoin is in that wallet, which if you've got thousands or hundreds of thousands of users, you're going to, in the aggregate, have quite a few Bitcoin likely in total between all of those users at any given moment. If you shut the server down at that point, you get to walk away with all of that Bitcoin, and they have no idea who you are because it's an anonymous market.
When you want to retire in the white market, you sell the business if it's not an entirely personal service business.
Right.
I'm not sure how easy that is to do in the black market, or especially the dark web. I don't really have any experience with that, but I imagine it would be really difficult for the site to maintain any value while you're putting it on the marketplace. Because the value of the site, I'm imagining, is your reputation. And you can't really sell it. You can't market that you're selling it without losing that value, because now people know you're selling it.
You could quietly market it to trusted parties that you somehow have trusted through anonymous transactions, but it's just easier for these people to just cut the
chain. And I'm saying that might be a reason why they're doing that, because you can't do a traditional sale
as easily,
business,
right?
Yeah. If you're looking to retire from that,
right? And it's not okay. I'm not excusing
what these people are doing.
In the history of the darknet marketplaces, there's only been one that I've ever known of that has ended its business in an honorable fashion.
And who was that?
So either they were taken down by the feds, and that's why they closed their doors, or they exit scammed, as one of these ones did recently, where they just close the doors and walk away with everyone's Bitcoin, or they actually shut down with some honor, which is what the Agora marketplace did a couple of years ago. They were the sort of the survivor after the big takedown of a bunch of these sites. Agora managed to stay online. They weren't taken down by the feds, and they announced at one point that they'd gotten some news that maybe something was happening out there that might be targeting them. They gave their site users 3 months, I think it was. Maybe I'm wrong. It was several weeks at least. A decent period of time where there was a notice posted on the site that we're closing down. We may or may not come back. So you have this amount of time to get your funds out of this website. And they shut down and they've never come back. So whoever those people were exited in a honorable manner, and they presumably did pretty well, because they were open for a couple of years and they allowed pretty much anything with few exceptions to be posted on the website. I think that all of the darknet markets should aspire to be as successful.
And the other thing is, and this is kind of me being paranoid conspiracy theory again, but do we know that that's what really happens? Or it seems to me it would be a really good move on the feds' part. If they just get tired of busing people, don't feel like having to go through with the court cases, to take over the website and then make it look like an exit scam, as opposed to having to go through all the due process and everything like that.
To disincentivize people from using the darknet.
I see what you're saying. Right. So if people know that, I might get exit scammed from these darknet marketplaces, maybe they won't even sign up in the first place.
Not necessarily to not sign up, because if you're just putting enough in there to buy, a pound of weed
or whatever,
a sheet of
who buys a pound
or whatever,
of weed?
I don't know. Then you might still do that, because that's not necessarily that high of a risk, but you're not going to really keep money in an account.
Correct.
If this is a normal thing.
Generally, you don't. It's pretty normal. It's normal enough to where you don't want to do that. And even if it isn't normal for the exit scam, it is also fairly normal for the feds to take these sites down. So whether it's an exit scam or the feds actually taking a site down, there's a high likelihood that at some point, if you've got a balance in one of these accounts, you're going to lose it. So it's like a cost of doing business, basically. I mean, if you are someone who is ordering a pound of weed, then you know that in the regular black marketplace, there's a chance someone could put a gun in your back or a knife, pull a knife on you and, literally rob you in the streets, possibly stab you or shoot you or beat you or whatever. And so you're never going to have that happen in the darknet marketplaces, because they're anonymous transactions where people are buying and selling various different types of drugs. So if you think about it from that perspective, just the fact that you're not going to die or get stabbed or shot is actually
plus.
Is actually worth losing a few bucks every now and then in an exit scam.
It's much less risky than doing it in real life, but it just...
By a factor of 10,
for
probably.
All but one company to have done this just doesn't seem right to me.
Well, I wouldn't even call them companies. Yeah. It's just somebody with a programming.
Drugs are a nasty business, and it's because they're illegal. And that's just, you know, you either want it or you don't. I'm with you. I don't want it badly enough. I'm just not interested. I'm not going to the bad side of town to buy a bag of weed.
It's
not
the equivalent of giving your dealer money up front. And then they go and they try to buy something somewhere else, and then they get ripped off, supposedly. They come back empty-handed, and they're like, sorry, I don't have your drugs, and, well, you took my money. That happens all the time in the black marketplace.
Happens all the time.
All the time. And, of course, you know, one of the rules is you shouldn't let your cash leave your hands until the product is in front of you. But, you know, most people are so desperate for their drugs, they are willing to let their cash leave their hands. And so,
in many cases, they'll send somebody to get something and then to let them take a cut. You know, hey, mark it up whatever you want to mark it up. And they do.
So, I mentioned Monero earlier. If you'd like to learn more about this new anonymous cryptocurrency, I mean, new-ish, it's like new within the last couple of years, you can go to getmonero.org to learn more, get the wallet. And by the way, we are expecting the Jax wallet to incorporate Monero. Hopefully, I don't know, I'm hoping by the end of the year, but they've announced that they are intending to do this. And if they can do that, when they do that, that's going to be a big deal, because right now, you really can't find a real user-friendly, secure Monero wallet. You can get the not-so-user-friendly secure Monero wallet. You can get the insecure web wallet, but there's no mix of those two. And Jax is going to make that happen, and I think that's going to be a major boost for Monero once that happens. So learn more about it. We're not telling you to buy it, but if you're into cryptocurrencies, you're into Bitcoin, you should check this one out. Take a look. Decide for yourself. Go to getmonero.org. That's getmonero.org. Now, whether it's the cryptocurrency universe, the darknet marketplaces, which I think are on their own just an absolutely fascinating study in sort of society and business and how these darknet markets have really revolutionized or evolutionized the darknet, or the underground, rather, the black marketplace. They've been an incredible boon to the black market, and I would say have even saved lives. Now, the government won't admit that, but I think that there's a lot of evidence that you can't really show. Like, there's a lot of the fact is, if you are not buying drugs in the streets, you're going to save lives simply because people aren't going to get shot to death and drug deals gone bad.
And the bystanders, too. Like, you don't even have to be a drug user. If you just live somewhere near where that happens a lot,
there could be bullets coming through your wall.
Or driving through somewhere on the way to, like, you don't even have to necessarily be in a bad neighborhood. You could just be in the wrong spot. You could have never done drugs in your life. And
it's happened.
A lot of these people can't aim.
People have had bullets piercing their walls and, like, you know, shooting babies in cribs in the wrong neighborhoods over drug deals.
Right.
Gone bad. So that's one thing that has reduced violence on it. It has also reduced overdose deaths, because the products that they sell on these darknet marketplaces are actually what they're being advertised as almost all the time. And so that helps save people's lives through harm reduction. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. We'll get back to Venezuela coming up in hours.
Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.